The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, to talk about marinades and compound butters. What's a compound butter?
A compound butter is a flavoured butter. So it's basically butter that has been infused with herbs or spices or oils or zests.
Why is that different from a marinade?
Oh, totally different thing altogether.
Oh, right. So they're all stuff you rub on things, you know?
They kind of are. These two kind of concepts of a marinade and a butter work together. And very often we marinate and we stop there.
Yeah.
So let's do both. And I think it's kind of the combination of the two that works. So the idea behind a marinade is that it's going to either tenderize your meat, it's going to add flavor to your meat. The other reason is that there's oil a lot of times in a marinade. So when you put it on a grill or you put it on a barbecue, it allows it not to stick too much. It allows it to move around. It allows it to be lubricated, to cook really well, to get all those crispy kind of golden bits on the outside. And that's what you want. A classic marinade has oil, acid, salt, and seasonings or flavourings.
Okay.
And I suppose a really good rule of thumb is always like 3 parts oil to 1 part acid.
Okay.
And then your acid can be so many different things. So it can be a lemon juice, a lime juice, an orange juice, plus the zest. It can be something like a red wine vinegar, white wine vinegar, cider vinegar. Then you can go down the road of lactic acid, where you're talking about buttermilk, Greek yogurt.
Okay.
So loads and lots of different ones. And they're your tenderizers. That's what's going to tenderize your meat. That's what's going to keep it really nice.
So when are you putting it on the meat?
This is the tricky part. Sometimes we can over-marinate or we can put those acids on too early, and the result is then that you kind of get a mushy, kind of slimy meat.
Right.
It can be a little bit stringy. It can actually go a little bit dry. So we think we're doing a really good thing by marinating the night before. And sometimes, depending on the amount of acid you have, 2 hours is enough. 4 hours is enough. 15
okay.
minutes can be enough. So what I've done is I've brought a selection
right.
with us today. So we've got six different marinades, right?
Okay.
Because your marinade is quite acidic, it's sharp. It kind of, you know,
yeah.
what's going on here? What am I eating? The butter then comes along and it's soft and it's rich and it's those fats and it coats it and it almost balances out all those flavors. Balances the spice, balances the acid, and it just rounds and finishes the whole dish. Let's start with Greek marinade.
Okay.
What I've done is I've taken one chicken fillet as my base for everything.
Okay? Oh, right. Okay.
There's 5 different marinades here. Greek, so think of Greek, olive oil. If you can get a beautiful Greek olive oil, amazing. Has to have garlic, has to have lemon juice, has to have lemon zest. Then the herbs that you classically associate with Greek would be oregano. Oregano grows incredibly well in the garden at the moment. Isn't that good?
Lovely.
So that was Dijon mustard, a tiny bit of salt, thyme from the garden, which is nearly gone on me, oregano, fresh oregano, you can use dried, lemon and olive oil. Marinated that. On the grill, so I'm using my new outdoor grill, griddled it, get that nice kind of char, little marks on it, griddle marks on it, keeps it quite moist and juicy. But it's the topping. So this time, rather than going with a butter, I went with a topping, which is roast red peppers, feta and dill.
Okay.
And dill was kept so long for fish. It was like the premise of any fish dish ordered in a restaurant in the 90s and 90s had a bit of dill on top. Like, we have to move away from that. Dill is one of the most underrated herbs and it's been used so much more, I suppose, in Middle Eastern style cooking, and we're seeing it more and more. But with feta, with roast red peppers, it's fabulous. It's such
a
good
lovely.
One. And that is literally going into the supermarket, buying
a jar.
Is
that just a bit of oil or what's on it?
So that's the oil that the roast red peppers come in the jar in the supermarket.
Oh, I see.
So you're being kind of like... a bit cheeky, a little bit clever about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're buying a couple of really smart products in the supermarket. The roast red peppers, the feta, the dill, over that Greek chicken. Really, really nice.
Lovely.
Next one we're going to go with, I'm going to give you the Korean style one.
Right.
Now, I'm going to put the butter over it. So this is a Korean style one, which has a little bit of gochujang, which is that chili paste. Very little.
Yeah.
Didn't go overboard.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I didn't promise. Then it has a lime chili feta butter. So again, we're using feta, we're using butter.
So your gochujang, sorry, was in your marinade?
In the marinade.
Okay.
So the marinade was gochujang, ketchup, honey, lime, soy, sesame oil for just that little bit of nuttiness. And then I put black sesame seeds in.
Oh God, that's lovely, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what that's like.
It's better than an El Plain chicken fillet on the grill, isn't it? We've spoken about that gochujang a couple of times. I've roasted carrots with it and different things like that. And again, you can use it with veggies and it works lovely on the barbecue with a veg like a sweet potato, a butternut squash, a carrot. It's €5 in the Asian supermarket. It lasts for so long and it adds a little bit of spice. If you didn't have that, you could replace that with chili flakes.
Okay. So that's in your marinade, but what was the butter on that one then?
Lime.
Okay.
Chili and feta.
All right, okay.
Mashed into butter.
Yeah.
And then you just melt the butter, or if it comes hot off the grill, just allow the butter to drizzle over it.
Oh, lovely.
That lime chili feta butter over corn, sensational.
Corn on the cob.
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay.
Fabulous stuff. Absolutely gorgeous. My next one is a Hawaiian one.
Right.
This is huli huli.
What's huli huli?
This is not my recipe. So I've subscribed to the New York Times, and I get, you know, the way you get your like notifications or emails every week or whatever, every day. And this popped into my inbox. I was like, huli huli chicken. So I'm serving it with a spinach and artichoke dip. Try the huli huli chicken on its own first. It's quite similar to the Korean one, but it's more kid friendly. So I've taken the spice out of it. Ketchup, soy sauce, sugar, mm-hmm. rice wine vinegar, ginger and garlic. So it's kind of like a barbecue sauce, but just
yeah.
really mild, a little bit sweet. Like the kids, my kids would
yeah,
love that.
Yeah, picky
now.
Kids might, the gochugang.
Bit spicy.
Yeah.
This is the kids one. And it's just, it's so, so simple.
And what's the butter?
So the butter, that's not a butter. So that's an artichoke and spinach dip.
Oh, right.
A little bit again of my feta cheese. So when I buy an ingredient, I'd hate to give somebody a recipe and have something hanging around the back of the fridge. So I've used that feta in three of these different recipes, in three different ways. So there you go. You've got one block of feta, but you're using it up. So it's feta. It's the jar, again, of artichokes that you buy in the supermarket. They sit inside the rose red peppers.
Yeah.
Blitz those up. A little bit of tomato paste in there and a little bit of then I wilt it down spinach and you toss your spinach through it.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. It's just another kind of interesting side one to have.
Mm.
I'm going to hand you over some roast butternut squash. Just to show you what the veg tastes like. So this is again with that lime chili and feta butter. So I roasted
So this has been marinated as well.
Yes, and that was marinated in cumin and olive oil.
Okay, so oh, really very simple.
Really simple. That one
in every cupboard in the country.
Exactly. And it's just think about your veggies and your chicken before you cook them. Just put a little bit of
cumin that people buy and think, I'm going to make my own curry powder with all the different bits.
Yeah.
Then they buy the curry powder.
And there you go. And it works a treat. Talking of curries, I'm going to move you on to the next one.
Sorry, that's just cumin.
Garlic powder and olive oil.
And that's it on sweet potato.
And roast them. And they will roast in the oven. Now, you could put them on the grill, but they do take a while. But isn't, and that's the thing, like asparagus works well on the grill or on your barbecue. Things like your sweet potato does, things like your corn does, mushrooms does, tender stem broccoli.
Yeah.
Like get your veggies in with any one of these marinades that they'll work great.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
There's a kind of
steak sandwich thing there that's defying me.
Like just let me get to the steak sandwich.
I know,
sandwich.
But we've got two more chicken fillets to get through first. I'm like one of these world's strongest man. They eat about 40 chicken fillets a week.
You're definitely going to hit your protein target this week. This is Middle Eastern. Middle Eastern food is really kind of, I suppose, on trend at the moment. So again, it's about buying a couple of clever ingredients. Ras el hanout. It's a spice mix. So you know you talked about just there, so your curry mix?
Yeah.
That's what it is. You just buy it.
Right,
just
okay.
Toss your chicken in that with Greek yogurt. So I've used the lactic acid from the Greek yogurt this time, or buttermilk, a little bit of lemon juice, extra virgin olive oil, tiny bit of chili flake, garlic, salt. So there's a theme going through all of these. Oil, lemon. You're putting in a little bit of salt as your flavour enhancer, and then you're just swapping out what your flavour is. And that's all it is.
Oh, that's a lovely flavour of that, isn't there?
And then there's a peanut dukkha on top. So dukkha is it's like a sesame seeds, hazelnuts, a little bit of cumin, and then there's crushed up peanuts. So I sprinkled that on top, and then I served it with mango chutney stirred through mayonnaise.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, so lovely.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Yeah.
So instead of butter, we're looking for that kind of creaminess. So the mayonnaise is going to offer that this time to balance out that spice, the sweetness coming from the little bit of mango, and then you get all the spice.
That's really good.
It's a lovely one.
Yeah.
Bit of salad in a wrap. That's gorgeous. This is my last one, which
chicken.
Is French.
Right.
This one has a little bit of lavender from the garden.
Oh, right. Okay, yes.
You won't taste it too much, though. I only put on a tiny little bit. And again, you're going to those French herbs, tarragon, sage, thyme, rosemary. So my best advice is go to the supermarket and buy Herbs de Provence. Comes in a little jar, dried herbs. Yeah. But what's really important is a little shallot in there. A little bit of garlic, olive oil again. Either red wine vinegar or white wine vinegar works nice in that. And then I served it with a Dijonaise.
Yeah.
Dijon mustard and mayonnaise mixed together.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
But this is, and I think when we're cooking at home, these are the clever little things we have to think about. We all have Dijon mustard in the back of the press. We all have a little bit of mayonnaise. We all have an old mango chutney that's open sitting there. Use them up.
My favourite mustard is the yellow hot dog mustard.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
The American.
Oh, I'd horse it on anything.
It's wicked, isn't it?
It's great,
I know, and it is. Yeah. It's kind of one of those ones that you're like going, oh man, I shouldn't like this, but I do. Okay, let's talk about our steak. So we've moved from chicken on the grill to steak on the grill. This is a truffled strip loin steak.
Oh, lovely.
Served on a brioche bun, a little bit of rocket, and my Café de Paris butter.
Okay.
Now, I brought you the Café de Paris butter. No, hang on, it's not that one, is it?
I
brought lots of butters.
Okay. Just not sure.
I'm actually still not sure. It's in this one. Hang on.
Okay.
This is it.
This is it, all
That's
right.
That's the one. Sorry. Have just a tiny little taste of that on its own first. It is the most...
Ooh, lovely.
Yes. Isn't it?
Yeah.
So when I do my supper clubs, my last supper club, I actually did monkfish. And I roast monkfish in this Café de Paris butter and it's sensational. You ready for the list?
Yes.
Butter.
Yes.
Anchovies. Garlic. Dijon mustard. Curry powder. Paprika. Shallot. Garlic. Tarragon. Parsley. And lemon juice.
Oh, yeah.
Should not work. But it does.
It does, yeah.
So that over...
Like sardines, you'd love that now.
You would. There's a little bit of anchovy.
Yeah.
The whole idea is...
You know, I had sardines 3 times last week.
Did you?
Straight out of the tin.
You have good heart health.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, they are
That's
lovely.
Delicious. I'm going to pour this over it.
Do. There's a tiny bit on it already, but pour another little bit on. So what I did actually was on the bottom of that,
obscene.
There's a blue cheese and truffle crema.
And that's what's here.
So that's what's underneath, yeah. And then you've got your grilled steak. So how did I do the steak? I marinated the steak. What did I marinate it in? Truffle oil and dried truffle. Now, we've spoken about truffle before. You eat, I'm going to talk about the truffle, right? The truffle is, this is not posh, fancy restaurant truffle. This is layman's average truffle, right? But supermarkets have started to sell. This one is Dunn's black, Italian black truffle, extra virgin olive oil, right?
Yeah.
So what I did,
you can really taste it.
Can't you?
Yeah.
So put that over the steak before it went on the grill. No salt, no anything. Just on a hot grill. I cooked it kind of nice and medium so it's a little bit pink. That was done in 5-6 minutes. Do you know what I mean? It was really, really quick. Take it off, rest it. As it's resting, I sprinkled it with this dried truffle. So you can buy these for about €15 in the supermarket. They last forever. And you just grind on the dried truffle on the top. And then you've got that truffle flavour. And then the little truffle, so it's blue cheese mixed up again with a little bit of this truffle, tiny little bit of cream. Spread that on the bottom of your ciabatta or your bun, your Café de Paris butter, which is not essential, but I love it with steak. I love it with fish off the barbecue or off the grill. And then, so we made a little steak sandwich out of it.
It is delicious. Abs has all the food been. And like I say every week, it's all available on Aisling's social media channels at Aisling Larkin. We'll get this up as a podcast. And what you should do is put this podcast somewhere where we can find it again when the weather is good at different times over the summer. Because if you do this when you are barbecuing or when you are hosting, I'll tell you, you'll be the toast of the town. Aisling, pleasure. Thank you very, very
Thank
much.
You.
As always, we'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.